This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The new year brings the start of a new state legislative session. Colorado Democrats head into it with wide majorities, but Republicans also made some gains. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republicans picked up 3 seats in the House and maintained their seats in the Senate. And the GOP also avoided their worst-case scenario, becoming a superminority in both chambers. Republicans say they were able to make inroads at the State House for the first time in years, in part because of Colorado's high cost of living and that they saddled Democrats with not doing enough to ease day-to-day living costs. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
December was a slow month for home sales in the Pikes Peak region. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the market was hotter compared to December 2023.
The Federal Reserve's 3 interest rate cuts in the latter half of 2024 do seem to have helped the Colorado Springs real estate market, even heading into the colder months of the year, typically slower for home sales. Sure, the 877 homes sold in December is a drop from November, but it's 100 homes higher than December of 2023. There are also 600 more homes for sale right now than this time a year ago. Nevertheless, the market remains much slower in the Springs compared to highs seen early in the pandemic. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
You can file a claim online to get back money or other valuable items being held by the state. The effort is called the Great Colorado Payback, and it's part of the state's unclaimed property fund. It includes unpaid wages and rebates and coin collections and gift cards. The treasurer's office says there's an active list of more than 7.6 million people to be reunited with their property. This is CPR News and KRCC.